Hey, I'm Gretchen Bridgers of the Always a Lessons Empowering Educators podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 118 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you again from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters at my house in West Central Indiana. Wanted to remind you yet again about the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit, the free online conference for teachers. It is going on right now. If you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, we've got a few of our presentations, our new presentations for 2019 are live. Plus, you've got dozens of previous year's presentations that are live as well. You can go listen to the videos, watch the videos. You can get certificates of completion for professional development credit. Plus, we've got a fantastic Twitter community at the Ditch Summit hashtag where you can share what you're learning and see what everybody else is learning and thinking too. So head to ditchsummit.com to get registered and get listening and watching right away. So in the last episode, I basically went into my podcast app and talked to you about a handful of the podcasts that I like to listen to related to education. And what I wanted to do today to kind of wrap that general idea up is I wanted to tell you about a place where you can find a whole bunch of them, a whole bunch of really good education podcasts all in one place. You may have noticed at the top of each episode, I mentioned that I'm a member of the Education Podcast Network. And if you haven't checked out the Education Podcast Network, then this is a really good resource to check out for just a variety of different shows related to education. And you can find it at edupodcastnetwork.com. In fact, you'll notice that I've got these little bumpers at the beginning of each show now that feature one of those shows each time. And a couple of the shows that I mentioned in my last episode are members of the Education Podcast Network, like the Google Teacher Tribe podcast that I do with Casey Bell, the Educational Duct Tape podcast by Jake Miller, and then the Shooks and Giff podcast by Kim Polishook and Jen Giffen. Those are all members of the Education Podcast Network. But I want to tell you about a couple of other shows that are out there in case you want to check those out. I promise I won't make this a podcast about podcasts all the time, but I thought maybe two little quick episodes, I might be able to talk to you about a couple of the ones that are out there that are really good. So I was kind of remiss in not including this last one in yesterday's episode or the last episode, because this is a really good one too. This is the House of EdTech podcast. It's hosted by Chris Nessie, who is the one who created this education podcast network. It's been around for a long time. I remember listening to the House of EdTech podcast in its very, very beginning, like just as it got launched years ago. And I remember thinking, man, this Chris Nessie guy sounds like he's got it together. This is a good podcast, and it's still going. He does a really nice job of unpacking different technology tools and ways you can use them. He has great guests. He's got a really good focus on education. There's a bunch of other really good ones. Some of them I haven't gotten a chance to listen to, but really do sound good. There's one called Podcast PD. And it says Anytime, Anywhere Professional Development. And it's put on by Chris Nessie, AJ Bianco, and Stacy Lindis. And that's another great one that's been going on for a little while where, you know, there's lots and lots that we can learn through these podcasts. There's another one called Instant Relevance, and this is one that is put on by Dennis Sheeran, who is the author of the book Instant Relevance. And when it's talking about instant relevance, it's going, you know, how can we keep teaching and learning relevant for kids by pulling it right out of the news, out of pop culture? Gives you lots of really good ideas for that. So that's the Instant Relevance podcast. And then there's also the Burned In Teacher podcast. This one is hosted by Amber Harper, who is a fellow Hoosier. Both of us live here in Indiana. And the Burned In Teacher basically is saying, you know, so many teachers feel burned out. And if that's the case for you, how can you go from burned out to burned in, where you are focused and energized and ready to get up the next morning? So she offers lots of tips there. I could go on and on. There's the Infused Classroom podcast with Tanya Avrith and Holly Clark, which is a really good one. Sheldon Akins has the Leading Equity podcast. And I've gotten a chance to talk to Sheldon during the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit and took his online course. And he's got a great, great perspective on education and on equity. So could go on and on about them. There's lots and lots of these shows. So you might head over to edupodcastnetwork.com to check them out. So, lots of things for you to listen to. If you have a suggestion of a podcast that you really like, I would love to see it, hear it on the Ditch Pod hashtag. So use the Ditch Pod hashtag. Be sure to tag me at jmattmiller on Twitter, and I'll try to share a couple of those that you all share here on the show. But I promise I won't make this a regular podcast about podcasts, just these two episodes, but hopefully there's something that's been useful for you there. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.